You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Important mitzvah, the Kohanim HaKodesh v'karov, they have to observe a mitzvah. What is that mitzvah?
What's the mitzvah?
No, it's forbidden for them to drink wine before they start their service. So this mitzvah was commanded directly to Aaron HaKohen that they cannot enter the site of Beit HaMikdash by saying L'chaim. So now the question is, what's wrong with having some wine? It says, Yain yisamach devav enosh. That yain is good, you know, makes you a little bit happy. I'm sorry? Understand, but then many things that we use, like let's say people eat. Why do they eat? Don't eat. No? Why do they eat? Understand? So here the Kohanei HaKodesh, they're not permitted to have... Understand, but when you drink a little wine, just make you a little bit of, you know, ready to work. Because we have a general formula that is Ivdu et Hashem Besimha. You have to be sameach. You come to Beit Knesset. You should not be half asleep, quarter asleep. You know, you have to be excited. Understand? But let's say somebody is hard for him. No, people, unfortunately today, are under lots of pressure, you know, financial, kids, spouse, you know, it's a merila, you know, you have many things you have to take care of. It's not an easy thing, no?
Not at all.
It's not easy. So now Kohanim, we see all of a sudden this mitzvah is commanded that they cannot enter the site of the Beit HaMikdash when they... So now, the question that we can ask, I mean, you don't know, it's very strange to you, but the question that we can ask, just for the matter of discussion, why people are not happy? I mean, you don't know, because just...
We're lacking emunah.
Emunah? Because of the emunah?
Lack of desire.
Yes,
they never fulfill their desire. They always... One more. So
No, that's good. You improve. You have to...
For Torah, yes, but not other physical things.
No, but we know for sure that all Avot HaKedoshim, Abraham, Sevi, Yaakov, Moshe, Abraham, are multi-billionaire.
Hashem made them
multi-billionaire.
They
understand? So why Hashem gave him? If Hashem was against to have money, so he would not give him. Why did he give him? He said, be happy, you don't need money, no food, no nothing. So much money.
Then you don't run after it, that means you are not worshipping.
Understand? So but if Hashem against materialistic, why he gives him so much money? There are multi wealthy.
They were able to channel it in the right way. The issue with
No, but when that's not the point of discussion. But here, the point of matter here is why people, they're not, what's the source, what's the foundation that people, they're not really, you know, in peace. They're not happy. You don't see them smiling. You don't see the faces glowing.
Lack of respect is another one. Everybody wants everything to respect them. So when they're looking for respect, they are never happy because they think they always need more respect.
So let's say somebody is on an island by himself. Is he happy? No. He doesn't need to respect anybody. Is he happy?
No.
Huh?
No.
So what has respect anything to do with it? Emunah? Everybody has emunah. Everybody, you hear anything, you ask him, say, how are you? Say, Baruch Hashem. How's business? Say, Baruch Hashem. How the kids, everything he says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So that means he does have emunah.
If that emunah is sincere,
you cannot find a Yehudi that doesn't have emunah, especially if he's Persian.
Talking
and
using is two different things.
What do you mean? No, he says, the Melech HaShalom says, "Imanti ki adaber." That means when you say, it's going to engrave inside you. But this is a very, very important factor that we have to find out and research and see what exactly the cause that people, they're not happy. So
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.